Over the years at the Playhouse, when I first started, I began to realize there was a major talent that had made an impact on Miami through a TV series called Que Pase USA. I also realized that the gentleman who created it, Luis Sentero, was a gifted playwright and he had put on several shows in New York. I sought him out, developed a relationship with Luis in which he trusted me, and very much was glad, as I was with Ray Cooney, to commit to the possibility of doing his work over time as often as I could. One of the first plays we did together was a play I chose to direct, the adaptation of Molière's Tartuffe, set in a contemporary Miami environment, using Cuban-American circumstances and characters to enact the Molière legendary play in a very funny, farcical, satirical style that belonged to Luis Sentero. AT&T On Stage came and gifted it with support by saying it was one of the best plays they'd ever seen in America at that time, or at least at that season, and Time magazine said the same. I was so proud that we had captured for Miami an opportunity to portray in a loving and caring way through the mind and heart of Luis Sentero a play called Mixed Blessings. One of the interesting sidebars was that, at intermission, when I noticed the audience on opening night was a little laid back, not as effusive as they had been in rehearsals and previews, the mayor then, Javier Suarez, literally held court in the middle of the lobby and said to the cognoscenti around him, "If we're not able to laugh at ourselves, then we don't have a right to be here, because we have to be willing to not only be the great people we are and make the difference we make, but also find humor in those things in ourselves that are indeed quite humorous and indicative of the people we are as a culture." That broke the lock on people's laughter being held back, and the second act was a monstrous reaction to what was arguably one of the finest plays we ever did.